My friends, welcome to season two of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, the reason this is season two is number one, we've done 600 episodes of this show. And number two, there needs to be a shift in this show. We can't keep doing what we've been doing over the last couple years. It's just not doable. I've evolved as a person. Hopefully you've grown as a person over the last couple years. So I started this show when I was in college. I've been out of college now. I've been in the working world for a year, and now I'm in a whole new industry. And let me tell you something. The world has changed even since I was in college. And I came up with a really good book idea today, and I wanted to share it with you before we really got into the meat and potatoes of this show today. And it's The Concerned Conservative. You might ask me, well, Austin, what the heck is a concerned conservative? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. In my opinion, I am a concerned conservative. And what I mean by that is I don't subscribe to the inverse of what liberals do, the Democrats. A lot of people who are conservatives are the very thing they despise and drag, which means they are idealists masking as realists. They pretend like, oh, well, it's always been this way, so therefore, that's the way it should stay. That's what a lot of the Republican Party is, especially the more conservative side of the party. Me, on the other hand, and maybe some of you, I don't subscribe to that. Do I wish the world was the way it was for a while in some regards? Absolutely. Do I also like some of the modern world? Yes, I also like some of the modern world. I don't want the world to go back to 1950. I don't want to live in the 50s. The 50s were not as great as you might think. But I also don't like that we've shifted so far from the human condition. I don't believe that marriage is what it once was. I don't want to repeat like it's 2018 or 2019. I'm not talking about female nature no more. We're not talking about how, oh, we got to avoid these hoes. We got to understand the game. Man, what people left that away? People left that when I was born. I was born in 2000. That stuff was 90s. That was before my time. What you know about game? Answer is game comes in the form of having options and leverage and stuff. That's 2019 talking points. I'm done with that. We're evolving on this show. I'm also not going to pander to the religious schmucks who think that, oh, how dare you criticize marriage? Oh, how dare you say that women, you know, that you should go out there and get sexual experience. How dare you say this? I'm done appeasing those people. I don't know about you, but I'm done riding the fence. I'm done sitting on the fence of, oh, well, you know, marriage is kind of a disaster, but, you know, we shouldn't go out here and have sex. What the hell are you talking about? I am done appeasing these schmucks. I'm done with it. If you can't evolve past the purple pill, if you can't sit there and live, if you're done living in confusion and you want to just do what's right for yourself, you want to do what makes sense, then welcome to season two of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, because I'm done pandering to these people. I am sick and tired of pandering to these people. I am sick of pandering to the conservatives who are idealists. I am done with that shit. Over it. Over it. I'm so sick and tired of it. My friends, I don't know about you, but the world changes every day. The world isn't what we once knew. Just because Trump is president does not mean it's 2016 again. It's not coming back. Season two of this show is about leveling up in your life and putting aside the confusion. Putting aside the expectations of others. I don't know about y'all, but I'm sick of other people telling me how to live my life. I can't take it anymore. I can't sit here and listen to another schmuck pastor who hasn't been in the dating game since the year I was born out here talking about how young men should get married. I'm not listening to that garbage. I'm not listening to these people anymore. I'm not listening to these know-nothing idiots who are simps in their marriage. I'm not listening to these married men tell me how to run my life. I'm not going to listen the same way I wouldn't listen to the feminists tell me how to live my life. In fact, sometimes the feminists make more sense than the merry gumps out here. Yes, you heard me right. Gentlemen, if you're married, God bless you. I hope to God you chose the right woman, because let me tell you, you have hell to pay if you didn't. And I hope your marriage works out. And I don't mean that facetiously. I genuinely hope it does. But don't give me dating advice. Do not give gentlemen like myself who are single and in these streets, do not tell us what you got to get your wife. We don't care. We don't care how hard you simped out to get your wife. We don't care how many times you look past that she had a better guy than you in her past and you got insecure about it, but you had to deal with it. We don't want to hear this anymore. We don't want to hear how you deny the truths of reality, hoping that it just doesn't affect you. We don't want to hear this rubbish anymore from these married simps. We're tired of it. It's time to accept reality, my friends, and the reality is the church is off base. The reality is they are living in the past and they cherry pick every which way to Sunday about what the Bible really is. The Bible overwhelmingly teaches men about the world and about women. Have you ever read Proverbs? It's better to live on top of your roof in the heat of the summer than to be with a cantankerous woman or something like that, I believe. Hello? There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing is new. It just seems new because you're now encountering it in your life. It seems new because your father and your grandfather didn't tell you. Let me tell you something. God bless my grandfather. I doubt he listens to the show. He probably doesn't relate to it. He's in his 80s. He's a great guy. But he's put me up on game about some of the things that happened in his marriage because my grandma's no longer with us. Well, let me tell you, he told me some stuff that would blow your mind that I never knew as a kid, ever. But when he told it to me, and now that I'm an adult and I know a little bit, I don't know everything, but I certainly know a lot. And he told me some stuff where I was like, wow, you too? You encountered this too? Yes, he did. He encountered a lot of what we encounter where, you know, his marriage wasn't perfect. He had to deal with a lot of stuff he didn't like. I don't want to rehash this. I really don't. But I really wanted to define for you gentlemen what season 2 of the show will be, because some of you will probably say in the coming weeks and months, Austin, you've changed. Austin, your message has shifted. And the answer is no. No, it hasn't. Because this message is more than just on this show. You will say that if you only listen to this podcast, if you only watch me on YouTube. You will say that. But guess what? It's not true, and I'll tell you why. Because my entire philosophy is based off of the biblical bachelor lifestyle, which I wrote about a couple years ago and published, self-published a couple years ago. That's what this show is based off of, not just what you hear on YouTube or on Spotify or wherever you listen to the show. This is not the only message. The same way that you go to church and you hear about the Bible, you come on this show and you hear about the biblical bachelor lifestyle that I created. Because I was sick and tired of everybody in the church telling me that I needed to get married and that I wasn't valuable as a man unless I got married. Unless I was a married man, I was like a half citizen in the church, a half member. I would never be taken seriously in any church if I wasn't married. And I saw all these things, all these games the women played, all the hoops that the men jumped through, how they got all floppy and out of shape. How they never, see, they always seem to talk about this happy wife, happy life. Oh, she's such a pistol. And keep in mind, I'm white. So I didn't grow up with a lot of the struggles and the differences in the black community, Hispanic community, Asian community, Indian communities. I didn't have a lot of that when it came to what I've seen in churches. What I've seen is what I just described to you. And unfortunately, when you talk like this, you offend everybody because now you are an intellectual nomad. You have no buddies circling the wagons to protect you. You have yourself, because now you're offending everybody. You're not throwing your lot in with one gang to support you and back you up. Conservatives don't like me because I don't like push marriage. Red pill guys don't like me because I don't talk about how these hoes are winning. They're not winning. You might think that, but they're not. They win with you losers, with you goofies and you simps. They don't win with guys like me. Gentlemen, if you're sick and tired of appeasing people, if you're sick and tired of dancing on the fence, trying to make everybody happy, trying to be accepted, then welcome to season two. Because I am so done with pandering to these pastors, pandering to these religious people. I'm done with it. If you don't like it, then you can leave. Because this next season is going to be about personal growth, leveling up, getting leverage, and living your best life while keeping true to the intellectual and philosophical parts of the Bible that make sense. It's an all or nothing. All or nothing. So just like the church cherry picks every which way to Sunday, guess who's now going to cherry pick? Me. I'll cherry pick. And I'll cherry pick in a way that actually makes sense in the modern world. It doesn't just tell you to roll the dice and not roll snake eyes. How if you don't roll a Yahtzee, you're screwed. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell you to do that. But we're also not going to pander to these pastors and these religious people who are going to get offended by the stuff we say. Yeah, I have sex outside marriage. Yes. And you know what? I don't care what you think about me. I don't care if you call me a sinner, because guess what? You're no better than me. You just want to feel better about yourself. Oh, well, I'm married, Austin. I'm better than you. Show me a picture of your wife. If your wife was fat and out of shape, and you're getting fat and out of shape, sorry, man. If you've only been married less than 10 years, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear how you know better than me. You ain't even in the medium time of your marriage. You're still on the beginning phases. Of course it's good. I want to hear from men who've been married for 30 years. 20 years. That's what I want to hear about. I want them to come on this show and tell me, Austin, you're wrong and here's why. That's what I want to hear. And if you are goofy, out of shape, fugly, balding, crazy, no. And you've only had, and your wife's the only vagina you've ever gotten, I don't want to hear about it. You've been imprinted and you can't have a rational discussion with me. I want men who can have all these options out here and they can choose not to. That's what I want to hear about. You want to tell me I'm wrong and you want to come out at me and tell me where I'm wrong? That's what I want to hear about. How you could be out here getting all this vagina, whether you're paying or not paying with money, and coming out here and telling me you're throwing all your options away because it's the right thing to do and because you're willing to roll a dice. That's what I want to hear about. I don't want to hear about you guys who can't get laid to save your life when you're talking about marriage. I don't want to hear about that. That's loser talk. I don't want to hear from losers. I don't want to hear from you brokies and you losers. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't want to hear about you Bible thumpers who haven't even traveled outside your state. Haven't even been around the block. You don't know anything. You haven't been outside your state? You can't talk to me about what I know. I've gone around the world. I've gone around this country. I spent the last year traveling through 8 different states. What have you done? You got 8 pounds heavier. That's what you got. Where did it come from, the rage? I was having a nice day. I'm just letting you know what to expect this season. I'm going to be way more savage. I'm going to be way more out here explaining to you how the world really works, and I'm done appeasing people. I don't care if people lose respect for me. I don't give a fuck about your respect. My friends, let me know what you think. Let me know if you like the new start to season 2 or if you think that you liked season 1 better. You let me know. And I look forward to hearing about it. I'm out of here. I'm going for a walk to do some cardio. Peace out.